when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
With Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black Vibe Reality, a place for Black Vibe baddies, those who love us. Last week, I took a little bit of a break, so I didn't get to talk about Survivor merch and all that good stuff, but we're back for episode 7 called Several. Shady CBS was not going to let Jelinski live that down.
Love it.
Yes. And for this episode, I am talking to podcaster Mari Forth. Hi, Mari.
Hi, Nicole. I am so glad to be back over here on Black by Reality. Talking Survivor, like, only you can get me on here talking about this season. So I'm glad to be here.
Yes, I'm so appreciative, because especially for this one, ooh. I am going to talk about, I think, more broad strokes. I think we're going to get to the juicy stuff of this episode, because there's mm-hmm. just so much of it.
Yeah.
Off rip, okay? Off rip, we're going back to tribal after this vote, and Venus is like, okay, I got one vote, and it's Soda. Off rip.
Off rip.
What is that fascination with Soda?
I truly dislike when people try and figure out, like, the one vote, like, in Big Brother, in Survivor, stuff like that, like, doing too much like mm-hmm. that will just make the target bigger, you know what I'm saying? Like, being offended by, like, it's a reality TV game. Anybody's name can get said at any time. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? You're not special because your name was written down on a parchment. You're still here, aren't you? Like,
exactly.
It's not that big of a deal.
Exactly. And she knows she's at the bottom. Like, you're not surprised by this.
Right.
So what's going on? And again, it's like, you are now going after the person who was, like, trying to work with you. I still don't understand her thinking of, like, well, it has to be Soda.
Yeah. I kind of want to get the, like, the elephant out of the room right away. Like, I tweeted, like, I have a very unpopular opinion mm-hmm. about Survivor 46, and I said I'll only say it on here. I know a lot of people think it's about the double, and how, again, we have two black people going out on the double, like, a coincidence, a pattern, whatever. But that's not all I want to talk about. That's not what I mean by my unpopular opinion, to be surprised or to be frank. But we will definitely talk about that. Look at that. That is woof.
Tweet from Gia Worthy, who previously...
Shout out to Gia.
Yes, who was previously on this. I didn't even recognize this trend. But when you show it like this, mm-hmm. it's like, what is going on? But yes, it's not... Your controversial opinion's not about this. Because I think, honestly, a lot of people would agree. Like, obviously, something's weird going on. So, yes.
My unpopular opinion is about Venus. First off, I want to shout her out because she is a very good presence online. I will give her that. I think I like that she immediately, like, tamps down on people trying to come at her castaways, like her castmates. I think she does a really good job of trying to diffuse the situation. Unfortunately, reality TV fans are just ridiculous. They're just wild, and they love harassing people, and it's so jarring that they love harassing people in the name of other people getting harassed. It's so ridiculous. Let me just say that. Shout out to her. However, the fascination with her, like, the fan level of fascination with her, just does not match the skill level that we are seeing on the show. And that's what, like, really irks me in a sense, because, like, and Survivor knows what they're doing. They're giving her this, like, underdog edit, which, okay. But to me, like, an underdog edit is kind of like you're in an underdog situation and it's not necessarily your fault. But everything we've seen from Venus, Venus is on the bottom because of herself. It's her. Like, at what point?
It's her. It's her. Yo, yes. The fact that everyone keeps giving her the same note of
thank you.
How you come at people and how you're talking to people is wild. We see that yes. example with how she handled the Soda situation. It was exactly. uncalled for. She was already talking to Soda crazy back at the camp before they merged and was just like, we used to talk. Why aren't you talking to me right now? In what way is that good social strategy? What way is that like to actually making friends? Like,
it, exactly,
it's wild. And I think I agree. I think it's this, there's a certain part of fandom that wants, let's say it, because this is also a queer podcast. Mm-hmm. There are some fans who want to play into, oh, if the person's mean, it doesn't matter if, like, she looks good or, exactly. you know, like, yeah, it's a giving pretty privilege. Cunt. It's giving yeah. cunt, honey. But if Soda just takes an immunity idol from Parvati to pass it around to everyone else, then she is a mean bitch. Like, you're anti-black. Black women can be cunty, too. And yes. most of the time, we're actually seeing Soda being very kind. The reason why Soda is targeted is because people like her.
Yeah, that's literally the one reason why she's targeted over Venus in this episode. And that's what I mean. It's like, it's really like the pretty privilege of it all. It like, how like thin, pretty women can get away with murder. Throw in if they look kind of exotic, it's like it very much is exotic, not black. You know, mm-hmm. it really is like they can get away with anything. And that's what I mean. Like, at first it's kind of like, oh, maybe she just doesn't get along with her tribe mates. But then at the merge, more and more people are saying the same thing about her. Then even in this episode, Maria's like, the way you spoke to me, like, I did not appreciate. And again, maybe this could be editing, because in a sense of like the editing, the underdog story with her is what's making people want her to.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. There's several things I want to respond to. Is she getting an underdog story, or is she getting a final 3-0 votes editing?
So, well, now that's what I'm thinking. Now that's where I'm at. Like, after this episode, I'm
yes,
like, oh,
they're
gonna
she's keep gonna her
be
around
a losing finalist.
No she, one likes yeah. her, so yes. they're gonna keep her around. That's always gonna be the argument now.
Yeah, it like I'm getting now, especially after this episode, I'm getting that Xander type of edit. Like, but back then when I could not understand, I was like, why are they keeping Xander in this game? You know what I'm saying? I really was like, let's not let him get to the end. But it's like they're not. With the Xander edit, I felt like they didn't show us how, like, mm-hmm. disrespected that, like, people didn't respect him. With Venus, like, we know people don't respect her. Mm-hmm. And she definitely can get farther now because people just don't listen to her. She doesn't have the clout. And I just, that's what I just want to say. I'm like, there's a reason she's in this position. This is yes. not a forced position. This is not like a PG situation. This is not like a situation where you're down in numbers at the merge and now you have no maneuvering room. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, this is of her own doing. And then not mm-hmm. only just how she clearly apparently can't connect with people on the island, mm-hmm. but even her game sense is off to me. Like, last episode, they're like saying, okay, we're going to get rid of this person instead of you. It's either you or Mo. And she's like, but let's get rid of Charlie. It's like, girl, that's
she
not-
had no self-preservation. You are supposed to be like Suri. No, it's not Suri. It's Sandra who says, mm-hmm. anyone but me.
Mm-hmm.
And she does not. It's not clicking. She's throwing out, I want Women Alliance. No women want to. None of the women are feeling it. Yeah. And she's not really like good at pivoting. She's just like, everyone else is an idiot for not listening to me. And it's like,
yes,
you can't
approach things like that.
You can't lean on that. And I will also respond to the pretty privilege, because actually I hate that. I hate that term.
I hate it too, but I feel like it's a thing. You don't think it's a thing?
My thing It's not pretty privilege. It's racism.
Oh.
it's mm-hmm. racism. It's fat phobia. Like, we already have mm-hmm. words for everything that we consider mm-hmm. who isn't pretty. I think the whole pretty privilege gives, like, the people, when we bring it up, mm-hmm. it's an easy way to write us off as just jealous. It's like, I love my blacklist. I love everything about myself. It's not jealousy. And even some of the things that we're talking about, I benefit from. I'm a light-skinned black woman, you know? It's very important just to be very specific. Like, Soda was bullied off of Twitter.
He was.
Because of anti-blackness and fatphobia. Simple as that. And they want to root. And I will give this also to Venus. She was absolutely attacked for how she looked and painted a certain way, giving the whole poverty brush at the beginning. That's not her fault, but it's just the way she decided to move about after that is wild to me.
It's a lot of coddling. It's a lot of wanting to protect and coddle her. What it feels like from the fandom, and it's just like, what are we doing here? I thought we were here to play Survivor and play a game, and if she's not playing a successful game, why are we pretending that she is? And this episode was even more hilarious, and we'll talk about it later.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like, just say you like her. We don't have to be delulu about what she is or isn't doing in the game. Exactly. So let's now get into the game. Back to this moment. So she's coming at Soda, being like, I know it was you. I want to say that Godfather quote. Fredo. I knew it was you, Fredo. Oh. And Soda was like, you need to calm it all the way down, okay?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't me. Charlie is so sweet. Charlie, this was giving Big Brother, but I can't pinpoint who in Big Brother was like, I'm you guys are obviously coming from
17 from what's the name?
Haley. Was it Haley?
No. Wait, who are you talking about? You're thinking of a girl?
I'm talking about someone who came in defense of a black woman, and I'm thinking of maybe the hacker.
Yeah, Haley from 20, when she was like, it was me, it wasn't Bailey.
So I'm getting, I'm like, that was relieving in that moment. It's relieving in when Charlie did it. Now Q's ass.
Oh my god, that was so funny. Like, yes, I agree. I was like, Charlie was very sweet for, he's just like, I want the arguing to stop, which makes me think that arguing went on for a minute.
Yeah, you know, and that it was uncomfortable and Venus was doing too much.
Yeah, because Charlie had to just be like, I'm sorry, it was me, you know. And then they didn't show us what her response to him was, really. So it was like, did you have the same smoke for him?
Did you apologize to Soda?
Right.
Give me some.
We didn't see any of that. So we don't know. And then Q comes in and is like, God, why did you say? Which is true, because from a strategic standpoint, I can see why Q is like, dog, don't straighten that out. Mm-hmm. But from, again, a comfortable standpoint, I think Charlie being Charlie is just what he's going to do. And Q, shut up. You don't need to. Now you are putting a target on you.
One thing, you know what? I will say this also, because if I have the smoke for Venus, I'm going to have the smoke for Q. Because one thing Q's going to do is pretend like he's running things, try to tell people what to do, because he's like, now I have to give Charlie, like, a punishment. It wasn't a punishment.
You didn't have to do any of that. Exactly.
Actually, you don't. Actually, you can calm down, Q. But yeah, little does he know that Nami's already torn apart and ready to come at each other. But from his mind, he was like, well, we want infighting over there. They have plenty.
Q is what, I guess, what Bruce was for everybody last year is for me. Like, because like, he's nice in person, met him in person. Great. But I was not rocking with him on the show.
Yeah.
A team guitar. And so like I was like So, but people, you know, people really responded to Bruce. Q is so funny to me because it's like one minute he's like this, oh, I'm downplaying my, he's just so over the top. I'm downplaying my strength. Oh, he's the best, debatable. You know, like,
Do you think he threw that competition?
No, clearly he did not throw that competition. That's why he's so funny to me. And then the next second he's like, I'm gonna go home. Like, I gotta go home. And then 2 seconds later he's giving people advice. Then he's asking people to play games. Like,
now he's a coach.
Yes, he too is not a good game player. Like,
no.
Again, shout out to people. But I mean, like, when you're playing games with people like this, and it's all about social strategy and stuff like that, you're not reading the room, sir. Like, because even we saw in this episode, his closest allies were like, dog,
yeah,
you cannot be talking to me this way. Like, people have to learn how to read the room when they're talking to people. And like, Q and Venus are kind of like two sides of the same coin.
Absolutely. I will say I like having Q around just for the soul moments of Tiffany. First of all, Tiffany does not coddle. She says it straight. She's like, you are mad goofy right now.
I do like the three of them, like their dynamics together.
Absolutely.
It is very funny.
Absolutely.
And I think Q is so used to talking to the two of them, mm-hmm, that he's like talking to other people the same way, and you can't talk to everybody that same way.
No.
Like, he can't like shift.
Nah. It's not going well. We got the challenge off rip, which was wild. I didn't notice it until someone tweeted and they were like, what the heck is going to happen in this episode if we're getting the challenge already? Well, we find out that we have splits. We have split the cast. Mm-hmm. Yellow is Maria, Tevin, Soda, Liz, Charlie, and Venus. Purple is Hunter, Tim, Q, Kenzie, Tiffany, and Ben. The last person to hold out on either side gets immunity, and then the winner is the last person, and then that side gets reward. So Kenzie is the one who wins immunity. I was so thrilled for her. And then Maria is the one who held out the long two women immunity.
This is, I think this is an interesting challenge. It's cool. I actually did like how much of the like between challenge stuff they put in there.
Yeah.
Like between Q talking and them trying to do that game that they couldn't do the game. and then him translating black people for Jeff for what Tim yes. shouting people out.
Yeah.
It was very fun. It was very fun. Like, again, if you're going to make these episodes an hour and a half, then this is the stuff I want to see. Even Charlie being like, man, or no, not Charlie, Hunter being like, oh, you really appreciate that those elapsed time.
Yes. One thing Hunter going to do is help the editors transition to a transition. So, makes sense. I also loved it. I really wanted Tim to make Merge because my dream was for the black people to work together, which we will get to. We got a good cultural moment in this challenge, but it was not going to happen. And so these sides go back to different camps. Mm-hmm. And Tevin's getting to work. He wants to curate the first blind side of the season.
Yes. This is interesting to me from Tevin, because all of the things that you could say about Soda can be applied to him. So the fact that he was angling so much to get Soda out here, I'm kind of like, sir, but she's kind of your shield.
Exactly.
And so once she goes, thing. What happens? You know what I'm saying? But I get that. So the split tribe thing, it annoys me so much. First and foremost, because we just came out, we've seen tribals with six people. We've literally seen it every step of the way. They have not had a total merge vote at this point. You know what I'm saying? And we're two episodes into the merge. Mm-hmm. I hate smaller tribe dynamic voting because it just encourages grouping. It's less maneuvering. So that's why everybody loves when they get to merge, because it's more people. There's mm-hmm. more votes up for grabs. There's more tricky things you can do with votes. The smaller you make the pool and the tribes, then the less maneuvering people have. And then that's where you're forced into situations where it's just like, well, there's four Nami and two Siga. You know what I'm saying? Like, this easily could have just been, oh, it's Charlie, you know. So I hate dynamics like this. I hate when they break up the tribals like this. Then on top of that, the unfortunate fact that the black, like, two black people always go home, which is like, it's so weird. And it's like Marianne Andrea's speech did nothing in 42. So did you see that tweet where people were saying, like, after 42, they no longer let the other people see who went home? And then now we got that three tribal run of like two black people. Yeah. And honestly, like, if you are oblivious to this trend, or you're like, oh, it just happened like that, like, then you're willfully ignorant, because I went into this episode, like, this is where my husband always stops watching, because he's like, all of a sudden, all these black people are gone, back to back, I'm good, you know what I'm saying? And I went into this episode, I was like, look, babe, the tribes are split pretty well. We might lose maybe just Tim. We might lose one person here, but, and then I was like, oh, like, that episode, it's a thing. Why it's a thing, I have no idea. Do you have a thought as to why this keeps happening, Nicole?
I have no clue. I mean, it just replicates society in some ways, I guess. Like, Big Brother, they needed to have like a purpose, call it what it is, to have a whole agreement of black people are going to protect each other. And then from there, hopefully black people can play a more individual game. I don't know if that Survivor players just don't feel the same mission, because we've had black winners before. But also, I think there's just a lot of bad gameplay happening on this season. Like you said, Tevin, that was your shield. Like, the same things you were saying about Soda could go easily onto you, because even when he was like, oh, she just talks, but she isn't blabbing anyone's plans, she's not throwing out anyone's names, so how is she hurting your game besides just having a good social game, you know? It's so short-sighted, and it's like short-sighted. I hope Survivor players in the future learn to, like, black Survivor players in the future, learn to trust each other a little more, learn to see each other's talents as benefits to themselves and not just to them, because this is wild.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad that, you know, we do not feel forced and or obligated to work with each other. I'm glad that there is more of us on the show, like, than just one to two that we're normally used to, you know what I'm saying? So that I definitely don't begrudge. And it's just so very peculiar to me that's a type of trend. But I definitely think that if their black counterparts are like, yeah, I think this person going is beneficial to my game, then I'm not gonna, you know, that's how they see it.
Totally.
You know, from an objective standpoint, like you said, in the Tevin and Soda case, from what we're seeing, that just does not make sense, because now you're just opening yourself up to be a bigger target, Tevin. On the other side, on the flip tribe, yeah, I don't know if we want to talk about the flip tribe yet.
Yeah, but we can.
But on the flip side, Tim going out, I actually thought that was pretty logical. Like when I saw the team breakdown, I was like, okay, I could see Tim going, just because he played a bad game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, now would I have gotten rid of Tim there? Probably not. I would have gotten rid of Ben. I think Ben would.
People
have
People were talking about move. Ben. What happened to that?
Exactly. That's the better move. Ben, you have absolutely no working relationship with. Yes, Tim is trying to keep the secret strong, and he thinks he's doing it in a sneaky way. He's not. You can read him like a book.
Exactly.
Keep him. Get rid of Ben. Ben doesn't even. Ben barely cares about being there. Like, I just. I don't like this decision from the Nami, the Yanu, yeah. 3 plus Hunter.
Yeah.
Because then now it's like, what is that signal to the 6? You know, like, 6 done? Like,
yeah, like, the 6 is already so precarious. Because yeah. If we remember, it was basically pushed on for the other people. It was basically pushed on to them by these 3 men. I was like, okay.
But you mean 2 men, because Tim didn't even talk to Maria about this.
True. But Maria's like, on it now. I think she even mentions the 6 in this episode.
She did, yeah.
So, and why wouldn't you? It's just another option.
It's a good option.
Maria's doing what Tim should have done. Because Maria has Charlie. That's her number 1. Tim mm-hmm. probably doesn't even know that. She's in this 6. Cool. And then she still has, I think, most of Sega. So he should have played more of a low-key situation. I still was like, but I still think you can make this thing with Tim work. I don't think him throwing out Hunter's name multiple times is like a do or die at that very moment. But yeah. I also kind of get it.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, for me, it was kind of like, I truly think the option here is getting rid of Ben. Ben's gonna, if he does make it to the end, people are gonna love him. That whole, him getting that close to Kinsey, who's not yeah. in your 6, I'd be a little bit wary about that as well. I think Hunter, Tevin, Q, Tiffany, like, 4 of the 6, mm-hmm. I think it's pretty good and mm-hmm. pretty solid. So they don't have to worry about that. Maybe have Maria, Charlie replace. If you have Charlie replace Tim, and it'd be Maria, Charlie, Tiffany, Q, Hunter, Tevin. Now that would be a great 6. That would mm-hmm. be a great 6 to go. So hopefully they do something like that. But I don't agree with. I half agree with the Tim Boo. I don't agree with the Soda yeah. Boo. I love Soda, and it's not just because I like her. I just think I don't know if Tevin should have spearheaded that.
Yeah, I don't.
But
think
then
so
again, either. I don't know. It then again, what they shouldn't have had, Nami shouldn't have given up their control. That's what they shouldn't have done. To be quite honest, they gave up their positioning to the 2 Sega and let Maria and Charlie dictate who was going home out of their Nami group, and they shouldn't have done that.
Like, it was messy.
Venus versus Soda here.
It was messy. Did we think, like, I know they were showing that Nami was like really having eyes for each other, but the way they were just salivating, I guess, for the first mm-hmm. moment to take a shot, because the way they threw each other under the bus so quickly. So Soda, Charlie's shaken because he's the only one on the outs over there, mm-hmm. but Soda was like, hey, so we're gonna have this plan to vote Venus. Tevin then goes behind her back, is saying, actually, it's going to be Soda. Charlie's like, I don't know what's happening. Liz?
Right.
Liz is literally laying back, lounging. She was like, she's giving the energy of anyone but me. She said, Soda.
Liz, the millionaire still being there grinds my gears, but whatever.
Yes. So she's on to this. Venus. Now, this is also where I'm like, Venus, some of you Venus fans are a little delulu, because Venus herself says when she's sitting at the shelter by herself, I don't like being left out of conversations. If you're left out of conversations, you didn't spearhead shit. Like how can you walk away with that idea? So that's when she then approaches Maria, and Maria's like, oh, poor Venus is oblivious, and she's trying to get a footing in the game. Venus throws out Tevin's name. Now she's switching, because she was like, yeah, soda, but how about Tevin? And it's like, Tevin, someone needed to go back to Tevin and tell him that. Did anyone tell him that?
I was wondering that too. I was hoping. I was like, the moment that Venus said Tevin's name, I was like, please somebody tell Tevin that Venus said his name.
Exactly.
So that he can switch this target back to her.
Exactly. Like, it's ridiculous. So yeah, she throws that out. Maria's like, let me think about it. In the moment when she says, I'll think about it, Venus's ass goes, so you don't want to work with me? This is why we got problems.
This is why we got problems,
and this is why you're being called out for your aggro. Because who does that? You all of a sudden start hard questioning, and you don't have leverage.
And you don't have a relationship with this woman, as far as we know.
Yes. And Venus later on was like, oh, well, she, when Maria was like, actually, you went too hard in the paint right there, so take it down a notch. She said, well, Maria probably doesn't want to be told what to do by someone probably her junior. Probably? That's a grown-ass woman, Venus. What are you talking about?
Who wants to be feeling like they're being talked down by anybody, let alone, you know... I thought Maria was very respectful here. I love Maria. I think Maria is a great game player to me.
Maria is great. How she handled that game with Jelinski, has Charlie, and her and Charlie were making decisions over there.
Her maneuvering has been good. I know people are upset about the Jim vote out. That part I was like, man, but she, you know, it didn't backfire because they went straight to merge, and, mm-hmm. and her and Charlie have gotten really lucky in the breakdown. So, mm-hmm. but she's a boss. She's a game player. And I don't begrudge her for being like, girl, you have no idea what's going on. We are like on 4D chess and you're over here like in the sandbox.
Yeah. Yeah. She tries to also work on Charlie. Charlie's like, I got to talk to my wife. My wife being Maria. Maria's like, absolutely not. And then she also talks about, well, we need to break up Soda and Tevin, and I don't care who. And it's like, okay, girl. I just sit back and relax then, I guess. But she's like, oh, we should do a 3-2-1 vote, which does not happen. Which, again, Venus is not in control of this. Like, we need to be so for real right now.
3-2-1. It's why I don't understand why. Anyways, Nami's maneuvering really messed themselves up here, because they could have easily gotten a 3-2-1. Letting Venus vote however she wanted to, having Charlie and Maria vote however they wanted to, and if Tevin, Soda, and Liz stuck together, then they could have easily gotten a 3-2-1, and they could have gotten anybody they wanted to out at that point.
Yeah. Whew. So let's talk about this moment. We go to tribal, and it's Soda. Soda, oh my god, she handled this with so much grace, even though she like cares so much. She's like crying. She's like, this is really hard. You could tell she doesn't want to go to Jeff. But then the first thing she does is look at Venus, because Venus has been coming at her neck all the time. Venus is just sitting there smiling like, it was me. It was me. It's like, girl.
In what universe?
And why is this the one like moment of kindness we've seen between them? It's like, oh, you're out. Mm-hmm. We're good friends, and I'm sure they are good friends. This is a game. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, it just shows you like those type of reactions. Like Soda is a true fan, and she understands the dynamics. Like she made it to jury. Yeah, they made it to jury at least. So she's not a sore loser.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, who else would I? If I'm a soda, I'm not thinking that Tevin turned on me. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
the vote even showed.
That is a credit to Tevin's game, by the
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's a huge credit.
But I thought it was hilarious when Venus is sitting there taking credit, and Tevin's like, no. Like, Tevin's
exactly. And which people were like, well, you didn't vote, so you don't get credit. It's like, that's not how it works. Tevin wasn't working, mm-hmm. it probably would have been Charlie or something, mm-hmm. but he went to work.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he probably put that vote in there just in case of, mm-hmm. like, shenanigans, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, it's, and even if it, okay, say Tevin wasn't in on it, this is clearly Maria and Charlie's move too. Jeez. Like, come
they're
on,
the swing votes, like
they're the swing votes. Thank you. Like,
they have been in charge of multiple votes. Like, let's use the evidence and the history that yeah. we have to inform how we got here. Like,
so, That was so cringy to me. I was like, dog, this is cringy.
I couldn't believe that she took.
I would be embarrassed. How are you not embarrassed that you're taking the credit for a move you did not even do?
Craziness. So
yeah. You know, somebody told her at the end, like, oh, we're voting soda. You know what I'm saying? Like, and she's like, look what I did. It's like, no, the whole plan was in motion.
Like, I don't know. The whole plan was Ori emotion.
Maybe we'll get a flashback on next week's episode.
I hope so. I wonder how Tevin's gonna handle her yeah. taking credit for that, because, like,
you can tell Tevin is like he's at his wit's end with Venus.
Absolutely. I was like, you better give this black gay man his tens. Like,
he's at his wit's end.
Wit's end.
Venus is probably one of those people that, again, she's fun to watch on TV. Like, us as audience members are like, yeah, girl, whatever, go. But, like, to probably, like, live with on a day-to-day basis.
Oh. No. Mm-hmm. All right. What is the chaotic bi moment of the episode? I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was Tiffany and Kenzie decorating their hair with flowers as they nonchalantly call Q a sucker. That's what it was. She called Q a sucker. She was like, if you were falling for what Ben said, you a sucker. And was just shutting his shit all the way down.
Mm-hmm. It was really good.
It's so good.
They are so funny to me, and I love how they use that. They used it as like the commercial thing.
Yeah,
they're not gonna turn on Q right now. Not when they keep getting this numbers advantage.
Nah,
but they're funny. They were just funny. It was like a Statler and Waldorf.
They're like a family at this point. They're yeah. a family at this point. Q really wants to make moves. And Tiffany's always, like, big sissing him of, like, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere, this is what we're going to do. Kenzie's like, why do you think you're the leader here?
I know. I really think, and I'm really hoping, like, the way they set up this Kenzie and Tiffany thing, I really hope they, like, stick it out together. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared. Like, I'm scared that we're going to get, like, a
who do you think is it, like, a Cassidy Carla
moment or something? My thought process would be Kenzie, because Kenzie's like easily mm-hmm. like she got the so emotional, but I don't know.
I don't want to believe that.
I know it doesn't make sense with your French vanilla fantasy. I know, but I am scared that I'm just hoping that they take it as far as they can, like, you mm-hmm. know.
Mm-hmm. Because even with the Cassidy Kenzie of it all, like, Cassidy and Kenzie weren't even like cool like that.
I mean, Carla really. And Cassidy.
Carla. Yes. What am I saying?
You said Kenzie and Cassidy.
Oh, sorry. Carla, yeah. I don't even think Carla and Cassidy were like that cool like that, which then made it harder after Merge when Cassie was trying to do a girl's thing and she was like, I've been rocking with my boys for a while now, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think it might get, okay, so maybe the better thing is Lindsay and Jonathan. of the itch of like, I got to get rid of this person because I need my moves to be to stand out for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something to that effect. But
yeah, we'll be thinking to the end together.
I guess my chaotic vibe moment is for, again from Tevin, even though like him scrambling to flip the vote on Soto. I'm like, no, Tevin, stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Do less.
Do less right now. I love you, but do less. And then him rolling his eyes at Tribal was great.
It was so good. What is the beautiful black moment? I know we talked a lot of what hurt us, but what's the beautiful black moment?
The Tim doing the shout outs was so funny to me. Like when he started shouting out his family, I was like, what are you doing, son? But then when he started like shouting out like Tevin, Maria, like when he started doing that, I was like, oh, that's cute. I think that was like a great way to like endear himself to other people.
Yeah.
I did like that. I did like that moment. And again, Q trying to translate over on the bench and Tim telling him to stop talking because he's not in the fight.
Exactly.
They made Jeff chuckle. So
yes, they sure did. My beautiful black moment, even though it's super, super bittersweet, but it was Soda just having a beautiful, graceful exit and Tevin saying no to Venus's antics. Like I was like, that's right.
He was so mad. It was so funny.
Almost made him come out of his character, but he was like, nah, I gotta remain under the surface masterminding.
I really hope like I just want we just need a straight up merge vote next week. Jeez Louise.
Oh my God. The fact that they were talking about how Hunter hasn't voted and we're on episode 7. I was like, most of these people have not played Survivor yet. Like that's crazy.
That is like wild. Like I was really sitting there like, why hasn't he voted? Like I was like, and I realized like, oh, they like never went to tribal. Like weird. And I keep forgetting that he has the idol. So Hunter has the idol. Tiffany has the idol, and that's it. We only have two idols because Jim went home with the Sega idol.
Yeah.
Okay. And they haven't replaced that yet.
Wait. Jim went home. I guess not because she didn't tell anyone.
She didn't tell anyone. She went home with the Sega idol.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting whenever that'll come back into play. But yeah, I love it. Hunter was very close. He said he was considering using it, but I think he just was very confident in his connections. And Tiffany was sitting pretty and never even came up. And I love that for her.
I love that for her too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now we're going into it. 10 people. There'll be 10 people. There'll be 10 people left.
Mm-hmm.
That's 3. So that's 3 Yanu still. Right. And we got 4 Nami still and 3 Sega, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tevin, Hunter, Liz, Venus for Nami. And then, Tevin, Hunter, Liz, Venus, yep. And then for Sega, we have Maria, Charlie, Ben. That's it. Oh, you're muted.
Losing Mo was unexpected for me. I never got to talk about that. But
I feel bad for her, yeah.
Yeah, she fought to the end, though. And that's what I like.
I feel so bad for her because, like, if she had just come out and been like, dog, I... Sega who? Like, I'm trying to be with y'all. If she had said that before Tribal, it would have saved her, but she was too busy trying to look Sega strong to help, quote-unquote, Sega, help her tribe members that literally just messed her over, that it sent her home anyways. Like,
Damn.
That should be a lesson to anybody. Like, play for you. Play yes. for you.
Yeah. Oof. Any other comments, thoughts about the season so far, this episode?
This season, like, this is the first season where I'm like, wow, I'm kind of over the cookie cutterness of the modern era. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. it's no longer novel anymore. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, 41, 42, 43, like, it was still kind of like, oh, we're figuring out these twists. We're figuring out what this new stripped down version of Survivor is. And, oh, they're actually starving them now. Like, I don't like this whole not giving them Flint thing.
No.
Like, I don't like it. Like, no. Let them eat. Like, I'm fine with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the first three, it was like we were trying to figure out what was, you know, what the new mechanics were.
Yeah.
These last three, 44, 45, 46, it's like, okay, so we not only have we figured out the mechanics, but y'all are legit just recycling them over and yep. over and over and over again. And it's not fun. None of these twists are fun.
Yeah.
Like, thank God you got rid of the hourglass. But it's like,
yeah.
they're it's losing individuality for me.
Mm-hmm.
The cast have been great. The cast have been great, but the individuality of a lot of the earlier seasons, like, I get it, you guys can't move to more beaches anymore, it's just more cost effective to stay in Fiji,
mm-hmm.
but like, it's giving it such a monotonous, mundane, monotone feel to it. It nothing feels special. It feels like the I can tell you're sitting by the same rocks and stuff like that. I love when I do love talking to alumni when they tell us they watch. They're like, hey, that's my tree that I sat by. Like,
exactly. That's the wild part to me.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, get them out of there. Get them out of there. They're just pooping and like rotating and.
And then now, you know, y'all just throwing coconuts on the ground because there's no way you're shooting like back to back seasons and these like coconuts are just.
Yeah. The budget cuts are showing.
Yeah.
I think that they really lean into, well, we're not giving them any rice and stuff to argue that, no, this game is still very hard. And it's like, why? Why are the people who are putting their life on hold already living out in the wilderness, why do they get to bear the brunt of this to argue that your game is still, like, hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's not
yeah.
fair. And I agree. A lot of it is, like, we don't want to spend money for themes or any twist or anything. And it's wild. It's, like, it's... You're taking your foot off the gas a little bit.
Yeah. And then I also feel like, okay, you're focusing on being more cast centric. That's what it feels like to me. It's like you're like, okay, no, we want to focus on our cast. No villains. I still don't even understand that whole thing that Jeff was saying about the no villains. I don't
mm-hmm.
care.
Mm-hmm.
But they want it to be more cast focused. They're casting more fans, they're casting more diversity. But then you do all of these twists that undermine your casting choices. Like, stop it with the three tribe format.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sick of the three tribe format. Again, like I said, when you break groups into smaller sections, it's way less voting maneuvering. It is just impossible to maneuver a 42 vote. So
mm-hmm.
then you have people doing their shot in the darks, and who gives a shit about the shot in the dark? That's only happened
God,
once.
I hate when they mention, like, and we have to account for this shot in the dark.
You're over here making fake idols and smoking mirrors because of the shot in the dark, the 1 in 6 chance that, again, I was wondering, I was like, did they see Caleb's hit right before they left? Did they?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because you know how they see some of the season.
Yep.
And then, so, but it was just like, this is stupid. So, like, we need a two tribe cast again, because, like, because it has never failed in that three tribe format, even going back to before this new modern era.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get down like one or twice, you're just gonna keep losing, just because, like, you have mm-hmm. less people with, like, like less people, less skill sets, you know, stuff like that. Like, we've seen it over and over and over and over again where tribes get decimated. I hate seeing tribes get decimated. Like, it's annoying. I hate seeing Yanu go to tribal council like 3 times in a row or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we're only seeing them on the beach. I have no idea who's on Siga. You know what I'm saying? I barely know people from Nami.
Yeah.
So it's like, sorry, this isn't just me ranting. They gotta go back to the 2-tribe format.
It's still crazy to me where episode 7 and Hunter was like, oh yeah, I don't actually know what my alliances are because I never voted. These people, Hunter is a diehard fan. Hunter is knocking mm-hmm. down trees.
Love Hunter.
To make obstacle courses mm-hmm. to replicate the show. And you decide to flip the whole format to where he hasn't been to a tribal yet? Like, it's not nice to these fans that you want to cultivate. You're talking all the time of like, hey, we get new Survivor fans every generation, and you were probably like born when so-and-so won, and now you're here. Okay, like, but give them a little bit of the show that they fell in love with. Don't bait and switch them.
Exactly. Like, so, I mean, it's just kind of crazy. Like, I haven't been enjoying this season as much as I normally do. It's just, mm-hmm. like, a little bit of fatigue. It's a little bit of, like, so what's new? Like, what is the difference between this cast and last cast? And, you know, but then again, I felt like last season didn't really start getting good until post-merge, too. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, it's easier and more fun to maneuver. Like, we didn't even get a swap this season, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, I thought we were gonna get one.
We didn't even get a swap before the merge.
Went down to 3 people. That was crazy.
I know. Exactly. So it's just like, I don't know, man. I'm gonna watch. I'm always gonna mm-hmm. watch. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna talk to you. I'm gonna talk over on RHAP. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, something has to give in it. And the funny thing about people, I think, complaining about the modern era is like, some people complain about like all this that doesn't matter, like the new woke sayings and the no villains and this and that. It's like, who cares about that shit? Let's talk about playing with the fundamentals and how like how Survivor has just gotten so like away from some of the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's whatever. Yeah. I'm so glad I got to talk to you, though. That's all that matters.
I'm so glad I got to talk to you, too, Mari. Where can people follow you? What are you doing next? I know you're constantly podcasting with the Crime Scene podcast.
Yes, yes. So if you haven't already, go follow me on Twitter, @MariTalksTooMuch. That's 2, like the number 2, if you guys were waiting, holding your breath to hear my unpopular opinion. I hope it was worth it. Thank you, Nicole, for letting me just rant at the end here as well. Also over on RHAP, yes, I am doing a Crime Scene podcast with Sarah Carradine. Every Tuesday, we bring True Crime Tuesdays to RHAP with Crime Scene Podcast. You can go to robhasawebsite.com/crimefeed in order to subscribe over there. We have some really good stuff coming up. We just dropped episode 100 featuring LaTanya. We had a great time talking about Crime Scene Berlin. It's a docuseries on Netflix that we really enjoyed. So just go check that out. Over on the Recap Kickback, me and Chappelle, you know, we're just talking about whatever Chappelle wants to. Nicole, you were over there with us. We talked about Cowboy Carter a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Had so much fun talking about that. This week, I believe we're dropping our Shirley coverage. We watched the movie Shirley with LaTanya, and I think we're going to talk about that. And then we got a lot of stuff coming up down the pipeline. It's whatever comes out of Chappelle's brain. And, you know, he comes up with it. I help execute. So you can find us on the Recap Kickback or by going to recapkickback.com and subscribing wherever you get your podcast. Other than that, me and Matt wrestling wrap up. We're about to go on hiatus. We just got back from WrestleMania last weekend. Like, we went to WrestleMania. We had so much fun. If you want to hear about our experience at WrestleMania, you can go to our YouTube page. Go to youtube.com/@wrestlingrehapup. That's youtube.com/@wrestlingrehapup. To hear about a very interesting WrestleMania experience. After that, we'll be going on hiatus because I have to go and give birth soon. So other than that, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you again, Nicole, for inviting me.
Of course, you're welcome, and thank you for taking your time to be here. I am Nicole Weaver. I am an entertainment writer. I write for Collider about reality TV. Sounds familiar. Lately, weirdly, Big Brother is back in the news cycle. So writing a little bit about that, and Physical 100, if you feel that. But most importantly, over on the Black by Reality podcast, I have recently come out with an interview with Darian. Mari, you were on a, for the premiere.
Yes, of Thruple to Couple to Thruple.
Yes. So still talking to some more Couple to Thruple people because I can't get enough of that show. And from what I see with the analytics, y'all can't either. So that's great.
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah, continuing the Survivor podcast. I will actually have Carla Cruz later.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Carla.
She was my big gay fish for Survivor. So I'm very excited about that. And yeah, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, we're just going to continue holding out until we get a perfect match premiere date and Big Brother premiere date. Like,
come on. Yes.
It has to be coming soon, but they're like summer. What's summer? I don't know.
Maybe after Bridgerton. Maybe they don't want the Bridgerton and Perfect Match going on at the same time.
Truly. I literally thought Bridgerton was already out by how many people have already been tweeting. I sat there, turned on Netflix last weekend.
I can't wait to watch it when I'm on my maternity leave. I'm just
that's going to be so good.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that, please follow Black by Reality across all your socials so you can keep up with updates. I'm trying to show more personal stuff like the formation of this new background and all of that. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.